Helping to educate artists about the business side of the music business is everything. It's even why I started this podcast. Welcome to The Future of What. I'm Portia Sabin, president of the Music Business Association. On today's episode, we talk to Creative Intel Academy about what they offer for artists and musicians. It's all coming up on The Future of What.
Can I have a taste of your ice cream? Can I lick the crumbs from your table? Can I interfere in your crisis? No, mind your own business. No, mind your own business.
My guests today are David Fritz and Stephen Shipp, the co-founders of Creative Intel. Guys, welcome to The Future of What.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us today.
Nice to meet you on over audio. It's awesome.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
So tell us, I am excited to talk to you guys because, I mean, really this, what you've done with Creative Intel Academy is quite interesting to me. I have a long history. I was an artist for 10 years and then I was an artist manager and then I ran a record label. And the biggest problem I've always had and why I started this podcast in 2014 was to educate artists about the business side, because it's, you know, it's so critical that artists understand how this business operates.
100%. You know, when David and I first started talking about this idea, I was a client of David's, as and he was my lawyer for many years, and he expressed frustration to me on how often he had to educate clients on basic things, and then I realized that I had spent an enormous amount of time asking lawyers questions over the years to get my education. And we sort of realized that, you know, there's just a lack of a resource that's accessible and affordable that has accurate information and really teaches not how just how the business works, but how the businesses and its contracts work.
Absolutely. It's critical. So tell me how, David, you decided like, okay, enough's enough. I got to do something.
Yeah, I had taught entertainment law at Hofstra University, the law school at Hofstra University, which is where I went. And the school was requiring a book to be used. And I started looking at all the books in the marketplace, all the usual suspects, so to speak. And what I found is that all the books take the education of the music business and they silo it. It'll go from teaching how to find a manager to recorded music to music publishing, to merchandise, you know, and it's broken down kind of like by, you know, the different areas of the music business. But that's not really how the career works. The career works, you know, a young, you know, developing artist or producer or songwriter is at home working on their music and they're going to release a cover version of a song on YouTube or they're going to buy a beat and sing over it and put it out, you know, through streaming services. So I turned to Steve and said, look, like we got to figure out a way that we could create an educational platform that teaches in chronological order based on the activities of the music business, as opposed to teaching everything you need to know about recorded music and music publishing. Because in reality, you got to learn a lot about a little bit about a lot of topics as opposed to going deep on a topic by topic.
Absolutely. That's very logical. And I mean, obviously, you know, it's different from normal school, right? Because normal school, you know, you have like this is everything we need to know. We're going to break it out in topics so that, you know, you guys can go home and study it. You're exactly as you said, artists need to use it right now practically because they're doing something specific.
Yeah. So we've broken it down into sort of three sections. You know, we've got fundamental courses, which are like Music Business 101, copyright, publishing. So, even a course on how to just read and understand of any contract. And then we go in, you know, the second phase, which is, you know, if you're going to put this into action, then that means that you're doing deals. So you need courses on each contract that actually break down the language and explain them to you so you can understand what you're signing. But we go one step further there and we give you, you know, high level templates of contracts that are, you know, used by top lawyers in the industry. And then the third phase is, you know, let's put this all into action. So we've got toolkits and playbooks on how to calculate your royalty, how to release a cover song, all different things, actionable things that you can use in your career. And then we take it one step further. We have a private community where you can, you know, learn from us, learn from other subject matter experts in the industry, and ask questions and get accurate answers to your questions.
From people who are working in the music industry, right?
From the music industry and from our staff.
That's great.
Yeah.
So this is something that people have to pay for. It's not like a free service for artists, but at the same time, it's very practical and very tailored to the things that they're actually coming across in the marketplace, correct?
Yeah. And we've tried to price it very reasonably. We've got 10 courses out now. We'll have 18 over the year. We've got 30 plus videos all animated, you know, that will grow as well over the year. And, you know, it's cheaper than the equivalent of one university course or, you know, less than an hour of asking the lawyer questions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's another thing people can be really surprised by, how much lawyers cost per hour.
Well, a good lawyer is worth it. But, you know, that's not, you'd be a better client if you understood and could ask, you know, high level questions. You move your process along better with them.
Absolutely. So what kind of feedback are you guys getting from artists who are using this website?
I mean, it's like eye openers. People are, I literally have friends and clients that we put on it, you know, early on, and we're getting feedback like, oh, I didn't really realize that's how it worked, even though you told me that. So that's the general gist of what happens. It's oh my gosh, I didn't really realize that's actually how it really works. This is amazing. You know, over time, we're going to have it where, you know, it's a resource where like your lawyer can go in and find the information for you on a deep topic and like highlight it and go, well, just read this little one section because this is what you're asking me. And here's how you can, you know, study it in detail. I mean, it's all there now, but that'll be a feature that comes down the road that we can, like your lawyer can actually go within the platform and find the education that they need you to know for whatever question you're asking at hand.
That's awesome. How are you guys keeping the information up to date? Like how does that work?
Sure. You know, well, we have a, you know, full-time staff, which is, you know, multiple lawyers that are subject matter experts, an educational designer, our own in-house animation and graphics team. So, you know, we are continually adding and updating to the content. And then on our private community, we talk about subjects and we teach them live. So, you know, as we get feedback from the community or as things happen, you know, we update on a weekly, pretty well daily basis.
That's awesome. I also really appreciate it that you have a section called Earn All the Money You Deserve, because that one of the things that I've been finding just, you know, throughout my career is, but especially since the, you know, the digital revolution and now everything is, you know, online, is, you know, we used to have two income streams in the music industry, you know, physical product sales and touring. And now it's like there's a million.
Yeah. And I also think that, you know, if you're an artist in the music industry and as you start to get traction, there's the standard music industry streams, but there's, you know, you're also tying into influencer streams and sponsorship streams. And, you know, so, you know, we have courses coming on influencer contracts and creator contracts, sponsorship, and, you know, how to drive revenue to yourself as an influencer.
That's fantastic. And I read a little story that you guys are quoted in that was in Billboard that I thought was really a perfect example of why something like this is needed, which is, you know, a lot of people go on the internet and they buy a beat. And then what happens if that song where they bought a beat from a producer or a beat maker actually takes off? You know, what kind of a deal did they sign for that? You know, how do they get the full rights to that beat if they, you know, if the song suddenly has actual income potential?
Absolutely. More often than not, they don't have the free rein to then just go use it as they want. They actually have to go cut a new deal with the producer as it's taking off. And that's an issue that we want to point out with beat marketplaces, like that you really got to be careful for what you're signing and be aware of it and be aware of it like all along as you're moving through your journey as an artist.
So we released a multi-part playbook series that goes into depth and takes the beat marketplace agreements and explains them to you and shows you what needs to be done. And we're just about to release a fifth part of that series that actually shows you how to make the changes yourself. And the first part is free on our website at creativeintel.com to anybody.
That's amazing. And, you know, I mean, I feel like there's so many weird situations that people are not prepared for. So, for example, a friend of mine who is a singer, songwriter, and a singer, she was hired by a producer in Europe to put some vocals on, you know, one of his songs. And she did that. And she signed a little contract and she got, you know, $500 or whatever. Well, it turns out that song went viral in like Germany or somewhere. And she was entitled to no more compensation. And she is the main vocalist on that song. I mean, that's the kind of thing I think people are finding themselves. You know, what do you do? Do you have any recourse in that situation?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to understand what you're signing. So, you know, if you're prepared to make that deal, then fine. But you should be understand that you made that deal.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, our slogan is, you know, never sign a bad contract again or ever. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, what is a bad contract? A bad contract has something in it you didn't understand. It's not necessarily that the contract's bad. It's your knowledge. You know, you could do the deal if you want to, but you need to have the knowledge to understand what you're signing.
Exactly. And also, I think a little bit more knowledge of the industry as a whole so that you know what's possible. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, certainly when I've interacted with young artists, I feel like there's a lot that people just don't know about what's possible.
And what are industry standards? You know, what should mm-hmm. you be expecting at that point in your career? And that's a great topic, you know, that we address in our community. And we also address it in some of our tool tips online as well.
To that point, you know, specifically, you know, that's like a conversation that we hope people will come away with when they take our education is, wow, maybe there's a way to build in like additional bumps of, you know, a flat amount of money that's paid in the event that it reaches a certain level of success. So maybe you're not getting a royalty in that instance of the singer that you know, but maybe you're getting $10,000 if it hits 100 million streams. So, you know, although you may not be able to get an ongoing royalty, you know, if the $10,000 shows up out of nowhere, you know, after the track really takes off, well, that's, you know, it's better than if you didn't have that in the first place, right? So,
absolutely. And I think nobody would turn that down. They'd be pretty happy about that.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, David Fritz and Steven Shipp, they are the co-founders of Creative Intel, which you can find at creativeintel.com. Thank you so much for being with me today on The Future of What?
Thank you.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
And that's our show. Our theme song is Mind Your Own Business by the Delta 5 and is played by Permission. Subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Today's show was engineered by Chandler Maynard at Relationary Marketing in Nashville and was produced by Dana Rogers and Henrik Bick. I'm Portia Sabin, president of the Music Business Association. See you next time.
Can I have a taste of your ice cream?